Congratulations. You've now completed your first official conversational induction. Now, if you look back over that last 10-minute segment, you'll notice a lot of the things that we've talked about, both on this CD and all the ones previous to this one, that have been included within it. We have the language, we have the tonality, we have the fixation of attention. Remember also how we started off on this particular CD with the 60-second hypnotist, a very simple structure for doing a very direct induction. And we pretty much followed this same structure in this particular experience as well, only we did it more informally, more indirectly. The induction itself was just fixating your attention and talking about trance a little bit. The deepener was all about the different effects trance can have on you, on your breathing, on the way you're feeling, on the way you're thinking and perceiving time. Then we went through a little phase talking about different suggestions to improve your own life as a result of having been in this trance. And finally, we did the awakening process. Notice how the awakening process was, again, kind of indirect. It was kind of ambiguous. Was I telling you at any stage to go into a trance and come back out of it? Or was I just describing what would happen if I did do that? Now, this is important. This is a kind of semi-overt trance experience. It's one which, on one level, sounds like, yes, he could be just describing trance. And on another level, I'm kind of mixing realities by letting you just actually experience the thing as well. And one of the ways I've done that was actually to change my language along the ways. So at the beginning, I may have started talking about how going into a trance can be experienced this way and that way. And then I started becoming ambiguous because I started saying, when you go into a trance, you experience this, you experience that. Now notice how I'm being very direct now, I'm being very present tense. You're experiencing comfort. You're experiencing going into a trance this way. You're experiencing going into a trance that way. And from time to time, to keep your conscious mind a little tied up, a little bit confused, I'll keep coming out of that reality again saying, so of course that's what you'd be experiencing if you were to go into a trance at that point. Other people have experienced it this way, and you can experience it that way. Notice how again I'm using my language. I've used a lot of embedded commands, particularly about things like comfort, trance, go into hypnosis, etc. I also use one of my favorite phrases when I talk about people's unconscious mind. I don't talk about that subconscious mind. I talk about your unconscious. Because think about it. That word is a beautiful example of an embedded command. Your unconscious isn't talking about a part of your mind. It is actually an instruction. You are unconscious. You're unconscious. And because of that ambiguity, the unconscious mind will pick up on both those meanings and take one of them as actually an instruction to follow, whilst the conscious mind takes the other meaning as one which is talking on a theoretical basis about some part of the mind. You'll notice that a lot of pieces like that have been included in that last induction. For example, the awakening part, the reorientating part at the end of the trance was done purely by speeding up my tonality and shifting my tonality. Later on, we'll talk a little bit more about tonalities within the context of conversational hypnosis as an induction itself. But notice how in this sense, you've already actually woken someone up or taken someone out of trance by changing your tonality. At the end of it also, I use the phrase, all over. You'll feel refreshed, all over. But notice, the word all over is again an instruction as well as a description. The instruction is, this process is all over. And of course, that is another part that the unconscious mind will respond to in a very powerful way. There are lots of things like that for you to find within that just that 10-minute segment of a conversational induction. Go back and find it for yourself and really enjoy the process of teasing out all the different things that have been buried inside it. Now, here's where having a manuscript is very useful. The transcript that comes with this CD set will give you a word-for-word account for the whole of that 10-minute induction that you've experienced. And feel free to take time to analyze it. Look at the language. Look at how it's structured. Then listen to it again and hear the rhythms and the different tonalities within it. Now, although you can find all these different things inside that induction, you can look at it on a very simple level. Notice how I'm following the same 4 or 5 steps that we covered under the 60-second hypnotist and how we actually use the 5-step of the hypnotic gaze induction all the way through. In other words, I set my own state. I started going first by projecting goodwill and actually putting myself into an altered state of consciousness. Step 2, I fixated your attention on an object on the wall or maybe your own eyes to substitute what I would normally do by actually locking eye contact with you. Of course, I slowed down my voice and used the various trance tempos that we talked about. And then I started describing the different signs and experiences that trance typically involves. Now, at that point, I could also include experiences that you might have. In other words, if I was there in front of you and I could see you relaxing your eyes or closing your eyes, I would incorporate that as well. Of course, because I don't have that biofeedback, I'm not there present physically in front of you, I couldn't incorporate that element. Then we went back to the trance formula. So we've induced the trance and deepened it doing these things. Then I talked a few suggestions up in order to give you a beneficial learning experience and a release, an emotional experience of trance helping you in some particular way. It's always useful to give the unconscious mind something beneficial to do whilst it's in trance, because you may as well use that opportunity to give someone a better life. And then, of course, we brought you back by reversing that whole process. So now that I've actually broken down for you the whole hypnotic gaze induction, why don't you go ahead and take a partner, feel a friend, or in a normal conversation, and actually try that out for yourself. It's important that you put everything you learn here into practice to actually build these skills.